You're listening to the Auburn Express.
What's up in War Eagle War Report family? You got Ike Jones back with another morning drop, and today we are going to dig in a little bit more into the Auburn run defense and what we can expect under year one from DJ Durkin. Y'all know how we do right here, War Report style. Let's drop it on them.
You are now listening to the War Report.
Morning drop. It is Monday, March 11th, and we are here on the Auburn Express Morning Drop right here on the War Report YouTube channel talking a little bit of Auburn football today. And we're going to focus on the defense under first-year defensive coordinator DJ Durkin. Listen, it's going to be a good conversation today. When I dug into the numbers, I don't think I found what I expected to find. So, you know, listen, we're just going to let the numbers tell the story and then we'll react to that later. But before we get too far into the conversation, make sure you're sharing this content out there wherever you are watching or listening. If you're listening on podcast, share it. If you're watching on YouTube, definitely share it. And we appreciate that. And if you are on YouTube, you know, you can go ahead and subscribe to the channel. But let's get into the conversation a little bit here. DJ Durkin, first-year defensive coordinator for Auburn right now. Expectations for this defense, I don't really know where they are for the vast majority of the Auburn fan base, but what I can say is that the Auburn defense is going to need to step up this season because the uncertainty is there with the offense. I think there's a lot of people who feel as if an Auburn is going to be competitive this year, the defense is going to need to step up. And that's a tall task considering a lot of your productivity from the last season is gone. We talked in the last morning drop a little bit about the defensive line. We haven't gotten into some of the other units, but particularly with the defensive line, because today we're talking about the run defense, we're going to need to focus on how DJ Durkin has done as a defensive coordinator against the run in his tenures as DC. DJ Durkin has been a defensive coordinator at three different stops. Florida, Michigan, Ole Miss, and Texas A&M. And he was at Florida for two seasons as a defensive coordinator. He was at Michigan for a single season, and Ole Miss and Texas A&M both at their those stops 2 years. So he's been around for a little bit. 7 years as a defensive coordinator amongst those four stops. And he's done a good job with the defenses. Listen, he has in those 7 years as defensive coordinator, four of those years, DJ Durkin's run defenses have been in the top 25 in the country. In fact, I believe they were all top 20 in those years. The only year that he finished outside of So the years that he finished outside of the top 20 were his 2 years at Ole Miss and first year at Texas A&M. Now, that first year at Texas A&M was the COVID season. One of those years at Ole Miss was the COVID season. So it's a little bit more difficult there. But every other season in which he was a defensive coordinator, those defenses have finished inside the top 20 as far as run defenses. So overall run defenses and run yards allowed for the season per game. Those defenses finished in the top 20, and they faced some top 25. I went back and looked at kind of the offenses that they were going against as far as their run. They faced some top 25 rush defenses. You know, he had three of them that he faced that year at Florida in 2013. Only one in the other years, the next season against Georgia, there was only one top 25 rush defense. And then his single year at Michigan, he only faced one top 25 rush defense, which they happened to absolutely run through Michigan's defense that season with Ohio State. But still, he was able to produce some prolific defenses versus the competition that he was against in those seasons. So nothing to sneeze at, definitely there. But I think the thing, you know, as we dig into the run numbers, let's just kind of talk about this stuff more specifically. What I wanted to go and look at is how those defenses performed against the run the year before DJ Durkin got there, and then did they improve in year one or get worse in year one under him? Because a lot of times what you find happening is that sometimes there's success early with coaches, coordinators, and it becomes they were a product of the talent they were handed, not so much that they were good at doing what they do, right? So I went and I looked at it, and the numbers surprised me. And as an Auburn guy, I was kind of disappointed at it, right? So when I go and I look at it, the year prior to him taking over the defense at Florida, you got to remember this is, and I think during the Muschamp era down there at Florida, but they were a top seven rush defense the year before, only giving up 98.4 runs, rush yards per game. That first year under DJ Durkin, that number went up to 116.4. Now, still, it's a very good run defense. That's good for 12th in the country as far as rush defenses were concerned. But it still was an increase over the prior season. When you go and look at the Michigan defense, you're going to see a very similar story. That Michigan defense the year prior to DJ Durkin, 117.7 rush yards surrendered per game, 12th in the country. First year under DJ Durkin, 122.2. Now, that's a pretty close situation there. I mean, that's within 5 yards, but good for 16th in the country there. So it did increase that next season. Ole Miss, the year prior to DJ Durkin, again, we're going to get into a COVID situation his first year. So you give him a little bit of a reprieve, but that Ole Miss defense, 145.7 rush yards per game, good for 46th in the country. Year one under DJ Durkin, 206.9, good for 100th in the country. So a pretty significant change there in year one. Now, again, you kind of want to give him a little bit of a reprieve because that was a COVID season, but still not a better defense by any stretch of the imagination. Now, what I didn't go into is go and look at, you know, how much they lost on the defense and, you know, any key contributors and all that sort of thing, because that's going to be similar to the situation that he's going to be handed at Auburn. But he's going to have a different kind of opportunity to be able to make it better. Anyway, let's continue down the road. Texas A&M, year prior to DJ Durkin, 134.2, good for the 30th best defense against the run in the country. Year one under DJ Durkin, 218.3. That drops them down to number 124 in the country versus the run. Those numbers don't look so great. Now, when you add on year two, right, it gets better, a little bit better story. It was more consistent at Florida, only, you know, it still got a little worse in year two under DJ Durkin. They dropped from 12th to 14th, surrendering 3 more yards per game. Didn't get a year two at Michigan. He had moved on at that point to another job. He wasn't fired, but he moved on to another job. Ole Miss, when he got to year two there, they improved year over year, but their overall ranking decreased. So less yards per game, worse ranking against the run nationally. The Texas A&M, drastic improvement year one over year one to year two, from 218 back down to 110. So that's actually an improvement from the year prior. So they got better than it was before he got there, and year over year, good enough to be number 13 in the country versus the run in his second season there at Texas A&M. So it's an interesting story what the numbers tell there, and I'd be interested to hear what you all think about that. Before we get over into this anymore, definitely want to remind you that today's Morning Drop is brought to you by the good folks over at Manscaped. Make sure that you get your grooming needs taken care of, fellas, over at Manscaped, because they got what you need. You know, it's the new year, and maybe you want to have a new you lined up for whatever it is that you got going on. And Manscaped's fifth generation lawnmower is not just a trimmer. It's your grooming sidekick, equipped with 2 skin safe blades and a standard one for taking a little off the top, and a new foil blade to go smooth wherever your heart desires. And for my man with a fully that want a fully groomed experience, look no further than Manscaped's Performance Package 5.0. It's a grooming kit, and you can get the trusted lawnmower, the Manscaped's ear and nose trimmer, essential aftercare products with the Crop Smoother Ball Aftershave Lotion, and the Crop Preserver Anti-Chafing Ball Deodorant. Make sure when you head over to Manscaped.com, you use code RAPPORT. That gets you 20% off plus free shipping every time you do that, and we appreciate it. Your balls will definitely thank you.
War Report family, you are listening to The Morning Drop, where we talk about the most recent and relevant Auburn sports news. We broadcast live from the War Report's YouTube channel on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 Central Time. You're welcome to come watch it live, but the live chat is reserved for our YouTube channel members only. So come on by, become a member, and get active in the best Auburn sports community on the webs. We'll be right back after we pay a couple bills. Drop! Thanks for sticking around through the ad break. Now here's the rest of your Morning Drop. Drop!
Let's get back over into the conversation and talk a little bit more about DJ Durkin in this run defense. Again, when I looked at the numbers, it was surprising for me, right? I expected to see year-over-year improvement, and I do wonder if what the expectation is going to be, not just from the fan base, right, because I definitely want to hear from you, but what Coach Hugh Freeze's expectations are going to be for DJ Durkin. We heard during his press conference that he said, hey, man, I'd like to have that defense that he had over at Texas A&M when he was talking about this recently. In fact, let's just hear a clip from Coach Hugh Freeze talking about DJ Durkin and the expectations for the defense.
We were pretty good a lot of the year on defense, truthfully, and I think we're going to be more consistent in our effort and not give up as many explosive plays, hopefully. That's what I was really impressed with. His whole deal is, man, we're building every call we make from top down, and our deal is we don't give up these explosive plays, and we gave up too many in critical moments, You know, Ron did a great job of calling games and is a brilliant defensive coach. I do think DJ is going to bring a different energy and different feel to that side of the ball and hopefully improve linebacker play, which we need Eugene and Austin and those guys. And obviously to get Mossy here, I've been really impressed with him too. What a mature kid he is and brilliant football mind. I hope we get the same stats he produced at A&M in year one. That would be pretty nice.
So Coach Hugh Freeze there saying that the big effort or the big focus that they're going to look at is not giving up explosive plays. He complimented Ron Roberts on the defense that he had in year one versus Auburn. In fact, last year Auburn was 161.8 yards per game against the run. That's good for 83rd in the country. Not great, not terrible, not great. I mean, it's kind of average. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens in year one. But he specifically highlighted the need for the defense to not give up explosives. And he highlighted the need for the linebacker play to be a little bit better. We're going to talk more about linebacker in another edition of the War Report's Morning Drop here on the Auburn Express. But I definitely want to hear, you know, more conversation around what are the expectations going to be for this defense in year one and how are we going to measure success? You know, we need to look at that explosive play number. A big thing that I've been seeing a lot of people talk about, we've talked about it here on this show, is the phenomenon known as third and Auburn. When Auburn has a third and long, giving up way too many yards. It's one of the things, the third down defense for Auburn actually looked pretty decent last year. But the problem is, as far as the number of the conversions you gave up on third down, the problem was you get people in third and long and you'd give up enough yards on third down where they felt comfortable going for it on fourth. And then your fourth down conversion defense doesn't look so good. So Auburn needs to do a better job of being better on third down and not giving up too many yards on third down scenarios after they've done the good work on first and second down so they can get that defense off the field. That's going to help Coach Hugh Freeze be able to be a little bit more comfortable with calling some of the tempo that he wants to do on offense because his defense isn't playing as many snaps. And it's going to allow them to be better and get more time for defensive rotations. And you might not have to rotate as much and lean as much on some of the younger players there along that defensive front. He's already highlighted the desire to go out there and get some more guys with size on the defensive interior. It's going to be very interesting to see how this defense performs and what they decide to do from that front seven perspective to be able to be sound in their run defense. And we're going to talk a little bit more about how they're going to get after the passer and what DJ Durkin had done in his career as a defensive coordinator in terms of those things as well. But the run defense is something that Auburn needs to get better at. Again, 83rd in the country, 161. It's just okay. But in order to be a defense that I believe Auburn's going to need to have, especially if you look at the schedule that Auburn has, always going to be a tough test in the SEC. But you've got some teams that really want to run the football on this schedule. You need to be sound against your ability against the run. So interested to see what you guys think about that. How do you want to see the Auburn defense perform next season? What are going to be the signposts for you that DJ Durkin's defense is doing what it needs to do, particularly in the run defense? Make sure you leave those comments right down there in the comment section. But Before you guys get out of here, got to remind you that the Morning Drop is always brought to you by our folks over at RogueShop.com. Make sure you go to RogueShop.com and click code report. Put in code report when you do. That gets you something off of your purchase. Plus, it lets them know the War Report sent you. They've got something for everything that ails you at America's number one online dispensary, the Rogue Shop. Before you get out of here, like the video, subscribe to the channel, share the content with somebody out there on whatever method you want to do that. We'll be back at you with another Morning Drop tomorrow. But until the next time, and as always, War Eagle. Drop.